I had an ex-husband that was so psycho that he actually took it to the extreme and was sitting on interstate where he could see the door of my house. And whenever somebody would, like, come up and visit, he would call me and say, I've got their tag number. You know, I'm going to take care of this. You'll never see them again. I put up with this for about 4 months, and I finally called my attorney because he was starting to freak me out.
Yeah.
And the attorney said, are you afraid of him to the point where you won't go up to his window and remind him who got the gun and who knows how to use it? And I finally did that, and he quit.
Oh, what?
Yeah, now that's psychotic. What is wrong with people?
So you did have a gun?
Yes, I did. I still have a gun.
I'm not going to piss you off.
I didn't think that'd probably be a good idea, and I do know how to use it.
That laugh sounded so sinister there, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm a little scared.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. If we ever do anything to upset you, just, you know.
I'll let you know.
I'll make you some cupcakes or something.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll do whatever.
Bye.
Bye. My attorney said, I got a gun and I know how to use it. Nice legal advice. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Talk about people going psycho over relationships. Go ahead.
My little brother lives in Oklahoma, and him and his girlfriend were breaking up, and she stabbed him twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Where at?
Clinton, Oklahoma.
No, I meant like...
She stabbed him in the side with a butcher knife, and it clasped his right lung.
Oh.
And then stabbed him in the back.
With a butcher knife?
Yeah.
Oh, my
from
gosh.
From his kitchen set.
Wow, she must have been out of her mind, because a butcher knife can't be very efficient for stabbing, right?
Yeah.
For hacking, for sure, but, wow. Everything's okay now? Is he recovered?
Yeah, he recovered.
Jeez. Are they still seeing each other?
No.
No. Too bad.